I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Recently, archaeologists uncovered evidence of the original French settlement on the St. Louis Riverfront, and later in their program, we're going to explore where you can see and learn more about French colonial life here. On our monthly soundbite segment with Sauce Magazine, we'll meet some chefs who work in places other than restaurants. Attention all dog owners, there's a casting call to fill the role of Toto in a local production of The Wizard of Oz, and we'll let you know how your pooch might have a chance to perform. And we'll also preview a performance of the St. Louis Low Brass Collective that features members of the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America. St. Louis vocalist Brian Owens performs tonight at the Sheldon as part of something that began last year, the Masters Series. It's where he performs the work of great musicians. That's Brian Owens performing the music of Marvin Gaye last year at the Sheldon, and joining us now to talk about this next installment of the Masters Series tonight that features the music of Ray Charles and about his own music, please welcome Brian Owens.
Happy day.
Good to see you, Brian. Are you that happy?
Always.
I have to ask you before we go any further, we're about to do a piece that involves the Air Force Band of Mid-America, and you've been coming on the show for a long time, and I know back in the beginning, didn't you used to talk about that? You were part of that.
Yeah, I was in the rock group over there, Starlifter, between, what was it, 2001 and 2004?
It's been a while.
And
what did that experience do for you?
I think I learned how to be a front man in that experience. Like, I really learned how to connect with an audience. I learned how to communicate with a band more efficiently. Lots of great lessons.
Well, you've come a long way since then.
I'd say so.
Been a good ride?
Oh, man. Blessed. It's a blessing.
Well, let's talk about the Masters Series. How did this all come about? And I guess it really began last year, did it, for you?
Yeah, it started last year, and I don't know. I've always been, you know, enamored with not just covering certain musicians, but really preserving their music. Folks like Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye, I just don't hear their music a lot performed live with, like, original charts and different things like that anymore, so... That kind of spawned the desire to want to cover these musicians in a setting that was more of a concert setting. So, you know, through the partnership with the Sheldon, and we have a great sponsor in Sterling Bank, we've been able to put together this year an actual series of, I think it's four or five concerts that we're going to be doing at the Sheldon. So I'm really excited.
There's even a little country music down the road, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash. I really relate to Johnny Cash more than a lot of people would probably assume.
Well, it wouldn't have been my first guess.
Right.
Well, tonight you're focusing on the music of Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So, what attracts you to Ray Charles in particular?
Oh, man. I think it's his versatility, the fact that he was able to cross so many different genres of music. And the way that he did it was authentic every single time. I mean, Ray Charles recording jazz was good straight-ahead jazz. But Ray Charles recording country was good country. And when he did it, he found a way to take all of the elements and put them together with his voice and with his interpretation. And I appreciate that about any artist. But certainly with Ray Charles, I mean, I think that's one of the things that makes him so transcendent as an artist.
Yeah, he did a lot of country music, at least at a certain time in his career, and it seemed to really work for him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to this day, his country sound, Modern Sounds and Country and Western, one and two, like, is considered to be one of the greatest country albums of all time. And I think it is one of the greatest country albums of all time.
Well, we do not have a recording of you doing Ray Charles. Is that because there aren't any?
That's because I haven't
yet
performed yet, yeah.
Well, just to give people an idea of the type of music Ray Charles is known and loved for, we have a montage of the real Ray Charles and some of his work.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind. Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
With the red dress on, she can do the birdland all night long. Yeah, yeah. What I say? All right.
We're talking with Brian Owens, who's performing tonight at the Sheldon, the music of Ray Charles. And you have a lot of backup, more than usual on stage, Brian, not just musicians, but vocalists too.
Yeah, you kind of need it for the Ray stuff. You know, his one of the key elements to Ray Charles, especially I wouldn't say like kind of early on in his career, is when he added the Raylettes, which was a group of female background vocalists. And I have some very talented Raylettes. Sarah Stevens, who's a part of the very successful gospel group God's Chosen out of here in St. Louis. Teresa Payne, who just came out with her own single, and Tequila Harris. So I mean, it's to have those three vocalists singing quote unquote background and some leads, by the way, is a real honor.
And don't you have a quartet of some a singing quartet?
Yeah, it's a group called Double Date. They're all students at the University of Missouri St. Louis. They're a couple. That's why they're called Double Date. It's two guys and two girls who are couples, and they just won this like international quartet competition. So they're really good. And the reason why I have both of those elements is when you listen to Ray's, especially his country stuff, I mean, he took advantage of that Nashville, more polished sound and style of singing. At the same time, having the Raylettes, who definitely brought that gospel churchy and more soulful kind of vibe to it. So it's going to be real interesting to see these two groups work together on this show.
Well, tonight's concert is also a benefit.
Yeah, the entire series is. It's benefiting the Little Bit Foundation. And if you don't know anything about the Little Bit Foundation, just Google them. They're doing amazing work in the St. Louis public schools, going in and providing clothes and, you know, meals for kids and just really, really trying to meet needs. And we always want to be sure that in all of our trying to generate buzz around our brand, we want to make sure that that buzz can be used to give back.
Well, not every artist, I think, feels that way, maybe necessarily. Why is that important to you to do something extra than just your own performance?
I think because it gives it a purpose that outlives me and anybody else on the stage. I mean, ultimately, if you can't use music for a greater purpose, I think for me it would lead me into a position of selfishness that would affect my performing. Like, I always want to have in my mind something greater than myself. And, you know, I feel like this is what God wants me to do. I mean, the idea of bringing people together, it's bringing people together around something and not just me and just being kind of the conduit through which certain things flow. So
we're talking with Brian Owens. Brian, I know back in the past, too, we've talked about your dad from time to time because he's, you know, naturally has been an important part of your life. And your career.
Yeah. I would say, in terms of a human being, the most, without a doubt.
And in connection to the Master Series, I'm not sure if your dad actually performed with you, but you at least did some studio stuff, didn't you, with him?
Yeah, we did a video and a recording of the Sam Cooke song, A Change Is Gonna Come, as a duet. And that was really fun, because we had an audience in the studio, and it's on YouTube. You can actually see it on YouTube.
But we just happened to have a little clip of that. Let's
cool.
Listen.
It's been a
long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Up there beyond the sky, it's been a long,
That's Brian Owens with his dad performing A Change Is Gonna Come. Brian is performing tonight at the Sheldon. Well, let's talk a little bit about your own music, Brian. You released an album, or you call it an EP. Okay, I'll admit my ignorance. What's the difference? Is there a difference?
It just means it's shorter than a full-length album.
Okay.
So LP is long play. So
oh, I get it.
It's
all
only,
right.
It's only four songs, but we're really proud of the work that we put into it.
You call it Preach.
Yeah.
So should I take a spiritual meaning to that?
You absolutely can. Or you can take a more general meaning. I mean, preach is just to speak forth. And it's just encouraging people to speak forth something. Hopefully it's truth. And I think that's kind of the point of that song is we as a people, it's time for us to start speaking up and speaking out. And in my career, I'm finding that that's becoming more and more important to me to speak truth and not just create music for entertainment purposes, but really talk about some issues, some things that I see in the world.
Where do these issues for you come from? Are these just thoughts you have on the inside, or are there outside influences that point you in a certain direction?
Whenever I turn on the news and see that there's another murder in North St. Louis, or whenever I see a paper, I was in New York and the front page of the paper saw a story about a stabbing that happened last week in a school. I mean, it's just, you know, all of those things are starting to really affect me and make me ask the question. You know, every song that I put out, if there's no purpose behind it, then I feel like I'm not doing my part. And that's for me as an artist. I'm not saying that should be the case for everybody, but for me as an artist, that's certainly the case.
Well, why don't we listen to a little bit of the title track from your EP, Preach.
You better preach. Go ahead, tell it like it is. You better speak. Go ahead, so people understand. We the people, we know what's going on. Our heads are bowed, but our eyes are open. Tired of looking for someone else. Was broken. Ooh. No more sleepwalking through this gift of life. No more lies that will end in strife. Ooh. It's time to wake up out of this mess so we can finally know what it is to rest.
That's Brian Owens. Brian, you just mentioned that looking at a newspaper headline in New York, you just got back from the Lincoln Center there and you performed with St. Louis's own Peter Martin.
Yes.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was amazing. It was a restaging of the Dave and Iola Brubeck opera, The Jazz Ambassadors, The Real Ambassadors. And I was really blessed because I got to do the Louis Armstrong role, which is the lead male role. And it was a lot of fun. It was received very well. It was a great experience. I'm just so grateful to my friend Peter Martin for asking me to be a part of it.
Well, let's remind people that you are performing. Brian Owens is performing tonight at the Sheldon Concert Hall, the music of Ray Charles. 8 o'clock curtain, is it?
8 o'clock curtain, absolutely.
Right. If you'd like more information about tickets and any other details, please go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and you can find everything you need to know. Brian Owens, well, we wish you continued success, and we thank you so much for dropping by. And it should be an exciting night tonight. The music of Ray Charles. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Steve.